transcribed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the delightful Viennese operetta, Marinka, starring Gordon MacRae and his guest star, Gladys Swarthout. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight, another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon MacRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps no love story is as haunting or mysterious as the romance of Miley. Did it have a happy ending or a sad one? Well, sir, we'll find out in tonight's operetta, Marinka. I shall be Crown Prince Rudolf von Habsburg and lovely Gladys Swarthout, the enchanting Marinka.
Journey with me on the wings of a song. Let every note float you along, down to a town where the citizens all seem to be dreamily waltzing. Only one touch of Vienna, a love song, maestro, please. Just for tonight, once again, make my heart beat Viennese, while the sweet magic of waltz time temporarily holds time. Tell everyone love can be fun in a Vienna song.
Only one touch of Vienna.
Of waltz time temporarily holds time. Tell everyone love can be fun in a Vienna song.
Let the presentation of the debutantes continue.
Very well, Prince Rudolf. Katharina Cecilia Vera von Obergurgel.
Enchanted.
Veronica Leontine von Bapp.
Delighted.
The Baroness Maria Vecchera.
Baroness Vecchera. Your humble servant.
Your Imperial Highness.
His Majesty, the Emperor, is awaiting these young ladies in the garden.
Well, then take them along, Lobkowitz. I wouldn't think of depriving my father of such delightful company. Ladies, I kiss your hand.
Oh. Rudy, I had to drop that handkerchief so I could come back.
Oh, Marinka, you're learning all the tricks of the ladies of the court. What has happened to the innocent little child I first saw at the opera?
How could you have seen me? You were asleep.
Oh, my darling, I'm never that much asleep. You were such a shy little thing.
I have changed, haven't I, Rudy?
Yes, my dear. I wonder if you know how much.
A great deal, Rudy. A great deal.
Highness, oh, Highness, goodbye to my shyness. You're charming me into confession. Lately, I'm greatly concerned as my fate leads me on to my first indiscretion. I should merely be content to be just what I was meant to be, just a girl of absolutely charming. But to find you treating me as if you like meeting me, what is there to do but to reform? If I never
some night you might say yes.
I'm in heaven, number 7, where you can reach me if and when. We might endeavor to dance forever, or shall I never waltz again?
Oh, my gallant prince in bright array, if I could believe the word you say.
Don't be noncommittal, please believe a little.
Father told me never to listen to me. Your father will be angry.
Oh, we'll meet tomorrow, Marinka, at my hunting lodge, at Meyerling.
Bratfish, Bratfish!
Here, Your Highness.
Oh, Bratfish, is there no sign of her yet? Go to the door and see if there's a carriage in sight.
Directly, Prince Rudolph.
Your Highness, the road is empty.
Oh, Bratfish, there's nothing to worry about, really. She'll be here.
Your Highness...
Yes, what is it?
How do you know when you smile and invite a young lady in Meyerling? How do you know she'll smile back?
It's like baking a cake, Bratfish. All the ingredients must be exactly right. First of all, you must see to it that, well, weather's right for it, skies are bright for it, first rendezvous. Not too hot for it, what a spot for it, first rendezvous. Late as we this is for the first time. Simply try to please in the Viennese way. Turn on the charm, daytime or night. Love can become and yet delight. Never alarm, never pursue. Turn on the charm for your first rendezvous. On the charm, let me suggest, walk arm in arm, hope for the best. Sir or madam, here's what you do. Turn on the charm for your first rendezvous. Oh, Bratfish, I'm in love. I'm a double prisoner to the throne and to the lovely Marinka. I haven't given a thought to politics for months. Bratfish, tell me, what do you hear in the streets?
The people are angry with your father. A revolt is brewing.
Oh, no.
The people know that you understand them, Your Highness. They think that...
Bratfish. Wait, I hear a carriage. But that must be Marinka.
Then I'll leave you alone, Your Highness.
You are late, Marinka. Does it please you to torture me this way?
I came here as quickly as I could, even though...
Yes?
Oh, I did toy with the thought of making you wait. Oh. So that you'd know how I feel when you keep me waiting. Each time I'm early and you're late again, I sort of hate my fate again. And yet I always wait again. Wonder if you know why. From that last moment of our last goodnight, I knew that I, not you, must face the night. I knew I'd suffer, and my darling, I was right. You're the exciting reason that I stay by night. That's all I seem to do. Stay by night. afraid.
What is it, my Marinka?
Before I left the city to come to Meyerling, I...
What is it? What happened?
I received a message from the Emperor, Rudy.
No.
He wishes to see me tomorrow.
My father has sent for you?
Rudy, is he going to separate us?
Oh, my sweet, no matter what happens, I won't leave you. Because my heart is singing the same song as yours. No matter what happens tomorrow, no matter what my father says to you, Marinka, promise you won't leave me.
I promise.
Baroness Vecchera, the Empire needs Rudolf, who will rule after us. Give him back to his country.
But, Your Majesty, I'm not...
Rudolf has told me that he would abdicate rather than give up Marinka.
Oh, no.
I have made sacrifices Rudolf must make his. You must make yours for the Empire.
Your Majesty, I will give him up.
Good.
If
what?
If you will make use of Rudolf's talents, if you will take time to listen to him, include him in your councils of state.
You ask nothing for yourself.
Only that Your Majesty will let me say goodbye to him.
We have your word that it is goodbye.
Yes, Your Majesty. Rudy, please. I promised your father.
But what did you promise me at Meyerling?
Oh, Rudy, darling, listen to me. The Emperor said he would include you in his council and listen to your ideas. Your people are looking to you for help.
So, the prince must forget he is a man.
Rudy.
No more whispered meetings in the moonlight. No more kisses in the Vienna woods. No more waltzes.
The memory of waltzes. If I never waltz again, what a lovely dance it is.
Some night you might say yes.
Number 7,
where you can reach me if and when.
Never,
and never, but else forever. Why shall I never waltz again?
We'll return to the second act of Marinka in just a moment. During this half hour, the freight trains will do a job equal to hauling more than 1,000,000 tons of freight a mile every minute. And the railroad's ability to do that kind of job swiftly, safely, and economically, day in and day out, is essential to our peacetime productiveness and absolutely vital to our nation's defense. That's why it's so important to you that America's railroads have the chance to make the earnings they need to stay strong and healthy. But the earnings of American railroads are not adequate. Why? Because in the past dozen years, the rates railroads are permitted to charge have lagged far behind the increases in the wages, prices, and taxes they must pay. And the narrowing margin between railroad income and outgo has been pinching the railroads at a time when it has been necessary for them to spend over $1 billion a year to expand their carrying capacity and improve their efficiency as much and as quickly as possible in order to meet the needs of commerce and the demands of national defense. Now, that program must be continued if America, in these critical times, is to have the transportation it needs for our expanding mobilization. But the railroads cannot attract the capital needed for their improvement program unless they are granted rates which are more nearly in line with the prices they must pay for everything they need. Only in this way can the railroads keep fit to do their job, the job of moving more tons of freight more miles at a lower average charge than any other form of general public transportation in the world. Here is Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee version of Marinka, starring Gordon MacRae as Prince Rudolph and Gladys Swarthout as the woman he loves.
Baroness, your servant.
What brings you to Budapest? How is dear Vienna? And Rudolph, is he well?
One question at a time, dear lady. I'm here on matters of politics. Vienna is wearing a new snowfall, and the prince...
is the happiest man in the dual monarchy.
Oh, Rudy.
Oh, my darling.
When I got the message to meet the train, I had no idea.
Radfish, call us a cab.
The new one on the corner. The driver's name is Papa.
Papa? Is he discreet?
Oh, very. Even the horse looks the other way.
Then that's the one for us on a night like this. Softly the night wind, warm wind, a light wind, sings of romance with such appeal. Handsome hussars out, put their cigars out, reach for a peppermint pastille. Sweethearts kiss, the hour has come, cabs are at a premium. Tender love, following at every turning wheel.
I know where there's a cab we could catch, gray horse and little cushion to match, where your words of love will not embarrass, for the horse with several years in Paris.
We'll ride around the ring and the park. We'll sing until we waken the lark.
And the dawn grows rosy. You'll be oh so cozy. If you stop and you hop in or drop in or flop into Papa's new cab. I know where there's a cab we could catch. Gray horse and little cushions to match.
We have bright new covers made from cretonne.
The jump seat's nice to put your feet on.
Lie back, oh, how relaxing it feels. Lie back, it's like a dive at a wheel.
Perfect follow upper to a champagne supper is to stop and to hop in or drop in or flop into Papa's new cab.
Rudy, darling, does the Emperor know you've left Vienna?
He doesn't care where I go or what I say.
But he promised me.
He's broken his promise.
Oh, my darling, I'm almost glad the Emperor couldn't keep his word, because I've been losing the strength to keep mine.
You know, I was afraid you might find someone else here in Budapest.
How could I? I've been so terribly lonely as I am happy at this moment. To gaze upon a truly happy girl. I'm that rare phenomenon, a truly happy girl. Gone are the clouds above me, since you give me the chance to meet you. The rest of the questions depart. Keep hearing this in my heart. One Rudy, if it could only remain this way for just a little while, with nothing to disturb us.
Can there ever be peace, my sweet, for a prince who does not wish to rule an empire?
Prince Rudolf.
Well, what news, Bratfish?
I have made contact with the Hungarian party. They must know, sir. Have you reached a decision?
I have. Tell them, Bratfish, that I cannot participate in the revolt myself. But my sympathies are all with my people.
I will tell them, Your Highness. Wait at Meierling. You will receive word when Vienna is prepared to receive you.
Godspeed you, my old friend.
Oh, Rudy, it could not last. You'll have to go away again, won't you?
For just a little while, Marinka. Go to Vienna and I'll send for you. There is both hope and possible tragedy in the days ahead. Are you willing to share it with me, no matter what it is?
Oh, yes. Yes, Rudolph.
Go, my darling, and wait for me in Vienna.
Rudy, Rudy, open the door.
Marinka, what are you doing at Meierling?
Oh, Rudy, it was terrible. They walked into a trap.
What?
Bratfish has been taken prisoner. The revolt has failed.
Oh, no.
The Emperor is on his way to arrest you.
Then once more I am alone.
No, Rudy. As long as I live, you can never be alone.
Oh, Marinka, my beloved.
Rudolph, you are a threefold rebel. As an officer against your Emperor, as crown prince against our constitution, as a son against your father.
I await your majesty's decision.
And I shall share his fate, whatever it is.
Very well. There's only one sentence for high treason. You know what that is?
Yes, yes, I know.
I must condemn my son to death. I therefore declare you dead, both of you. Since you wish it that way, you're no longer living. Now, get yourselves married. Leave the Empire. Go anywhere in the wide world you wish.
Oh, Your Majesty.
I shall have to concoct a story about you, which I shall probably bungle and leave a legend that'll make writers happy for generations.
Father, I...
Go! Now, while there's still a chance.
Long live Your Majesty. Was that the border?
Yes. Farewell, Austria. There's no returning this time.
It's a border to the past, and the future stretches ahead with no boundaries.
I wonder.
What?
If the story my father will give to history about us will be as wonderful and exciting as our love. Although we are disappearing from sight, perhaps we can give new dignity to all those who must sacrifice for love.
Where are we going, Rudy?
I'm not sure. But wherever we wander, my sweet, we will carry in our hearts one touch of Vienna.
Only one touch of Vienna, a love song maestro, please.
Just for tonight, once again, make my heart beat Viennese. While sweet magic rolls time,
Tell everyone love can be found in the end.
gentlemen. And thank you, Gladys Swarthout, for your premiere performance on the Railroad Hour. Thanks to Francis X. Bushman, Ted Osborne, Kurt Martell, and our entire company. Marinka, with music by Emrys Kalman, and book and lyrics by George Marion Jr. and Carl Farkas, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. From its earliest beginning, America has found its greatest strength in its spiritual principles. We have always recognized the importance of religion in our personal and community life. And today, thoughtful Americans feel more strongly than ever the need to strengthen our religious institutions and to reawaken our devotion to the moral and spiritual values which are the foundation of our way of life. We reaffirm those values every time we attend our church or synagogue. Take someone to church this week, won't you? You'll both be better for it. And now here is the charming Gladys Swarthout.
Do you suppose it's true, Gordon, that the Crown Prince and Marinka lived happily ever after?
Well, Gladys, if they did, they could be listening to this broadcast right now. Of course, they'd be in their 80s, but I'll bet they'd want to know what's on the show train next week, the Red Mill.
Such a wonderful score. Who gets locked in the mill, Gordon?
Reza Stevens, Gladys, and she has to sing her way out with an assist, of course, from Victor Herbert.
The Habsburgs and I will be listening.
Wonderful. Good night, Gladys. All aboard. Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night in the Red Mill, this is Gordon McRae saying good night, everybody.
Gordon McRae can be seen in Warner Brothers' Starlift. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Proceeding transcribed. Stay tuned for the Telephone Hour next on NBC.